SBS Filipino.
Mabuhay. Today I'll be talking sports with Gabby Ripoll. He's the rare Pinoy that works behind the scenes in three different sports. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Gabby.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, let's begin. Where in the Philippines is your heritage located and which side of the Bukol tree is Pilipino?
Okay, my mum and dad are both from the Philippines, both grew up in Manila, born and raised in Manila. Dad's family's from Spain and my mother's family's from China, but they grew up around Intramuros. My father went to La Trun and they came out here in 1967, settled in Bexley, and I was born in 69.
Apart from your parents that lived already in Australia?
Yeah, my father came out with his two sisters and their families, and they settled into Bexley, and we had five kids in our family. One had six and one had seven, so we lived across the road from one family and down the road from the other family, so it was quite good growing up. We always had people to play with, do whatever we wanted to.
What is your role and which sports and teams do you work for?
I'm working with the St. George Illawarra Dragons in rugby league. I do the career coaching within the wellbeing and education team, which basically means looking at all our players and looking at what they do outside of football in terms of career planning, career development, and also making sure that what they do off the field is helping them on the field. I also do the same thing. It's called a player development manager at Sydney FC. And also with the Australian women's soccer team, which is the Matildas.
And Sydney FC?
Yeah, I do the player development there. Same thing, just looking at everything off the field for the players. We get a lot of players relocating. We get players who are looking to do things outside or just readjusting to life as a professional player.
How does your role vary from each sport or team?
Each sport's different. Each player needs to be able to look at life as a whole, not just football. A player who's called a footballer or a basketballer, that's their identity. What I'm trying to do is give them dual careers, make sure they have identities in more than just sport, so that when sport's no longer there, you know, they can cope with life and family and be that good person. We're trying to develop them as people who play sport.
This is quite a new space, especially in sport. Just tell us your background. How'd you get here? I'm sure it wasn't planned. It was probably a more organic way or your start in introduction to sport. Tell us, what's your background?
I'm a primary school teacher by trade. And when I was at university, I really enjoyed helping out in the sports office there, organising activities. And then I got a job in there. And I always thought I'd go back to teaching, but I thought I'll see how this goes. And from there, I got a position 6 years later at the New South Wales Institute of Sport, looking after athlete career education with players. And I suppose that's where this kicked off. That was 2001. So I've been in this space for a while, helping athletes with life outside of their sport.
On that note, what are your greatest achievements working with athletes?
Seeing players do well, I've worked with Olympic gold medalists, but to see them graduate from university in degrees that they were doing while they were studying, that's probably the best thing for me. What they do in their sport, I believe by having them 100% focused when they're at sport and not worrying about exams and not worrying about what am I going to do, they perform better. So what they do in sport is always good, and that's what we want them to do. We want them to be the best people they can be. But seeing them find that thing that makes them tick, things that they're passionate about as well as sport, and seeing them pursue them, and that's my role is to help them support, help them chase those dreams as well as their sporting dreams.
With your experience, what would you change about this space, and how important has this space become in professional sports?
The space is becoming more important, the pressure that these athletes are under to perform, to not be injured, to stay on top of their game, to be in the team. You get competition for places, you get, you know, dropped and demoted and you lose your contracts based on performance. So an athlete who that's all their identity and that's what they're known for and that's what they support their family with, it's a lot of pressure for them because you take that away and we don't want the athletes to be thinking, oh, I've got nothing. We're trying to give the athletes some good positive mental health and physical health and emotional health, and I think it's a really important thing as these sports get more professional and they earn more money. We've seen in studies that have done in the States that, you know, even the NFL players over there who are earning big dollars, you know, a large percentage of them are becoming bankrupt once they finish because they're not able to cope with having that much money and their lifestyle because they don't do anything else. So we're trying to improve that, and it's happening. Some sports are better than others, but we're getting there, and a lot of sports, even the smaller ones, are getting on board and really part of the duty of care for their athletes.
And you mentioned it just then. I was just about to mention duty of care, and I think this is very important, especially this day and age where I guess the gap from normal society, as you will, to professional athlete, the gap's so large, and you almost live in this bubble, and this your space and welfare is such an important part in their lives.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a successful businessman or someone who's good at what they do, whether it's as a teacher or a truck driver, they don't have millions of people who want to be like them or who want to know every single thing about them. So there are different pressures that that these athletes are under. And some of them are earning fantastic money, but even the ones that aren't earning enough to make a decent living, they're still under the same scrutiny. And everyone wants to know what they're up to, and as soon as they step out of line, it's front page news. So it's different pressure, and these athletes are getting younger too, so they're having to cope with that pressure at an earlier age.
On a separate note, what was it like growing up in a Filipino household, and how does it help you influence in your sport? Sorry.
Well, as I said before, growing up in my household, I was never alone. I had siblings and cousins all over the place, and sport was a big thing in our life, but it was never to play professionally or anything. In the afternoons, and there'd be a game of football or cricket until it got dark, so it was really big where I grew up, and I suppose it's been good for me because sport isn't the be-all and end-all, and it hasn't been for me in my life. I've played sport and enjoyed sport as a pastime, as a something to help me keep fit and healthy, and to be able to talk to athletes from that point of view, that there is a big world out there that outside of sport that's very different. I think it's helped me.
This is a tough question. It's very hard to answer, and it takes a lifetime sometimes just to think about it. In your professional opinion, how do we close the gap from Filipinos being participants to making it as a professional athlete?
Growing up in a Filipino house, it was always to know what you wanted to do and to make good, whether that was to go to university or to get an apprenticeship or to just not go on the dole and get a job. So that was the priority, was to make sure you made a good living for yourself and your family and your future. And back in those days, sport didn't play a part in that. So sport was always a pastime. And I think a lot of Filipinos, particularly in Australia, who have grown up the same way, haven't seen sport as something they can make a living out of. Part of my role with all athletes is to make sure that they never have to choose that. If a talented athlete has a passion for something else, it's my job to make sure they can do both. And I think it's something that a lot of cultures haven't grasped yet. And I think hopefully the Filipino community will grasp that, so that it will be an opportunity for more Filipino athletes to do well.
What are the best athletic qualities that you think Filipinos may have an advantage over other nationalities?
I think Filipinos enjoy their sport. It's something that even if they are serious in it, it's quite social, whether it's through banter or just enjoying each other's company. I know shooting hoops and, you know, 10-pin bowling, anything at all as kids, it was all enjoyable. And maybe that competitive edge was in some and not the others, but I think that's a real asset.
What support do we need to further grow and build on the success of Filipino athletes?
I think it's that culturally just making them see sport as part of their life and not having to choose whether it's sport or a career. If you want to pursue a goal in sport, you can pursue a goal academically or, you know, in a career at the same time. And I know that Filipino families and old school Filipino cultures, maybe sport as a career isn't looked upon. And maybe just a change in thinking could help Filipino athletes.
You've got a room full of Filipinos. What advice would you give them?
Find out what it is that you enjoy, whether it's Filipinos or anybody. I try and get people to look at what they're good at, what they're interested in, and what's important to them, what their values are. And generally, if you can find something that matches three of those or two of those, You're on the right track. And if you're the type of person that holds those values important to you, then you can wake up every morning and feel confident that you're going to get up out of bed and pursue your goal or goals.
Gabby, can you please finish this sentence for me? Sport is?
Best part of life, opportunity to meet people, to experience things, to celebrate, commiserate, participate, to stay healthy, to stay active. Socially, kids that play sport just seem to socialise so much better as they grow up, and it builds resilience in you. You know how to win, how to lose, how to take bad decisions, how to be a good sport, and how to show genuinely yourself in a true sense.
However, I've got to ask the following questions to all the SBS guests. Strap on and hold tight, all right? Can you sing the national anthem of the Philippines?
Sorry, I cannot. I don't know. I've never done it.
That's okay. That's all right. Can you tell us where's your favourite holiday destination in the Philippines?
Boracay would be. It's one place I've been to a long time ago, and I would like to experience. I understand it's changed a lot since I was last there. So, yeah, I would like to go there. But really, any holiday in the Philippines would be good at this time.
Excellent. You are hosting a Filipino fiesta at your home. Three people, past or present, you would invite to as your dinner guests.
I try to think about this, and it's a Filipino fiesta, so I don't think I could narrow it to three. I'd have to have at least 300.
Good answer.
Lots of families and people that had a big part of my life that aren't here anymore that, would love to spend another night with, but definitely family's a big thing.
Filipino dish you serve at this fiesta?
Adobo, chicken adobo, white rice, leche flan for dessert, pancit. Yeah, I'm pretty simple. There's only a few dishes that I would eat all the time. And
anything to wash it all down?
A little bit of San Miguel would be good.
What's your favourite Filipino word?
Dinuguan.
Really? That's food?
Yeah, I just love the word. I have never eaten it. I don't think I could eat it, but my mum and dad eat it, and I just love when they mention that word.
That's very interesting. What I'm going to find interesting is this next question. What is your favourite or first song you choose when it's time for karaoke?
Any John Denver. I'm not a big karaoke singer, so.
Sing us a verse.
Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Yeah, that's my daughter and I in the car.
That's enough, mate. That's all. You're terrible. What's next for you in your career?
I really like my career at the moment. I really enjoy what I do. I love getting out of bed. It balances in with my life, my family. Possibly looking at just improving what I do. I like to learn more about the space. I don't ever think that I will have all the knowledge that I need to do a good job. So love learning more and new experiences. So I really don't know what my career progression will be from here, but I don't think it'll be too much.
Well, good luck on everything, and maraming salamat, Gabby. Look forward to your future endeavours.
Thanks very much.
sbs.com.au/Filipino